Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And to HighSpeedWeb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, today it's a family of doctors. That's what this program is all about. I have around the table here the Dr. Singies. I have the papa, the granddaddy of all this stuff, Dr. Sushil Singhi, his son Ryan, and his lovely daughter-in-law, Namrata. They're all here today. I just thought this would be interesting to kind of find out what they talk about around the dinner table when they get together. But anyway, let's set this thing up. And if you would, Dr. Sushil Singhi, tell us a little bit about you, if you would.
Manning, thank you for having us. I'm Sushil Singhi, cardiologist and a sleep medicine specialist in York County for last 25 years. The journey began in 1993 when I came here from Pittsburgh. I brought two children with me, Ryan and Eric. They were 5 and 2.5 years were old. Ryan and Eric both went to school here in Rock Hill and then moved to Charlotte for schooling. Then we had third one, Dylan, who is now 18 and a half year old. So the journey began very early on. I started my practice with Carolina Cardiology Associates. And I can see that whole York County has grown so much. And a lot more that I can see, and it's keep coming here. And one of the fastest growing county in the country is the York County, because of the Charlotte growth. And now I can see Ryan and Eric, my children, have become doctors, and so proud to say that they both have decided. And Ryan is here now, and hopefully Eric, my second child, will start practicing here pretty soon, maybe, and hopefully in a couple of years.
Wow, and that's something.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had another son who was in medicine.
Yeah.
Is he out of school?
Yeah, he's getting trained in Houston. He's going to become oncologist.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, well, I'm going to save the best for last, so let me get over here to Ryan. Tell me a little bit about you.
Thank you, Manning, for having me here today. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Ryan Singhi. I'm an endocrinologist. Did my training at St. Louis in internal medicine, and then came back to South Carolina, to University of South Carolina in Columbia, and did my endocrinology, diabetes, and metabolism training, and just finished that up in June of this year, and started private practice with Lancaster Endocrinology with Dr. Robert Wozniak. Just recently, about 3 months ago in August, started practicing here. We typically see patients for diabetes, type 1, type 2, gestational diabetes, also insulin pumps. We also see thyroid disorders as well, both hypo and hyperthyroid. We also see obesity, also pituitary hormones we also treat, and other electrolyte abnormalities as well.
So an endocrinologist is what? Somebody who works with the blood?
That's a great question. So endocrinology is a doctors of hormones. So whether the master gland is the pituitary gland in the brain, and that produces a lot of different hormones that interact with other organs of the bodies to make sure that the body's functioning within a normal range. And we tend to do a lot of lab work, a lot of blood work. But a majority of what we see, especially in South Carolina now, is diabetes.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget the cover of Time magazine, I don't know, 5 years ago. Cover of Time magazine saying the number one killer in the United States of America is diabetes. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
That's a great point, and I think it's a real pleasure to be here today, because November is National Diabetes Month. It was back several, you know, years ago, I'm talking 50 plus years ago, that Frederick Banting discovered in November, the month of November, insulin discovery. He was a surgeon. Wow. And that's why the American Diabetes Association has kind of deemed November as National Diabetes Month.
All right, I told you I was going to save the best for last, and here she is. It's the rose between two thorns. This is Dr. Namrata Sengi. So tell us about you.
Thank you, Manning, for having us. I'm Namrata Sengi, a board-certified family physician, trained at Southern Illinois University. I moved to this area since I'm married to Ryan Sengi, and he's pretty familiar to Rock Hill. I'm currently practicing at Pennington Primary Care with Dr. Pennington, which is a direct primary care practice, and I'm definitely loving it there.
Good for you. That's Dr. Amanda Pennington. Now,
yes.
Tell everybody, you all have what I would call kind of a concierge type of family practice?
Yes, similar to concierge. So direct primary care is a new and more personalized concept of care, which gives you direct access to your physician at all times. It offers an alternative payment model, which means billing arrangements are made between the patients and the physicians without sending claims to insurance companies.
Right.
So this reduces the hassle and cost of providing primary care. This model allows direct access to the physicians, provides a really good quality care.
It's pretty simple. I mean, you just pay a monthly fee like you would your electric bill, and bingo,
yeah,
you're in.
I
thought that concept when Amanda launched it here a couple of years ago was fantastic.
Yes.
I mean, it's a smart idea. Mm-hmm. Smart idea. We could spend the whole show talking about the impact of insurance on the medical industry.
Awesome.
And I was just talking to Dr. Sushil Singh here,
yes,
before the show, and it's just, I mean, you've seen it in 25 years. It's,
yes,
been just amazing how it has changed what you're trying to do day in and day out.
Absolutely. The cost is rising every year, anywhere from 10 to 20% of premium. The healthcare industry is one of the suffering because of the cost, and a lot of patients don't have that much resources to afford the premium. And I'm sorry to say that it's going to get worse, Manny.
I bet you're right. Absolutely right. And as Namrata just said, you've got a whole group of people that work in a medical office just to take care of the processing of insurance forms and what have you. In her practice, you basically can knock that out.
Yes, exactly. And that gives us more time with our patients and more accessibility. So.
It gets the cost of the patient down because you're not paying that overhead.
Exactly.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so stay awake with me. Now, don't fall asleep. I know you've been in the operating room. So did it just come naturally for your family to get into medicine? I mean, I just found out before we started that you are a second generation, which makes Ryan a third generation medical doctor. So did it just happen, or did you have to give him a little shoving?
My dad has been in medical industry for a long time. My dad had two pharmaceutical companies back in India. So we learned more about this business than my uncle was. Legendary physician in India, so I spent a lot of time with him. So I inspired from him to become a physician. My dad had a first heart attack in his 40s. Made me think about cardiology, and that's the reason I became a cardiologist and came to the United States. I was passionate about the cardiology, and my children, while they're growing up, they saw me that I'm passionate about medicine in general. I have empathy for patients. I like to do something for my patients that I learned from my childhood. And when they were growing up, they saw me, and obviously without encouraging or discouraging, they also learned they wanted to become a physician. And I'm glad that they also follow the same path that I'm doing it for patients.
So Ryan, when your time came to leave high school and get into college, were you ever thinking about anything else except medicine? Is that what you always wanted to do?
That's a great question, Manning. What I can recall is my first job in middle school was actually being a transporter at Piedmont Medical Center. And I really valued that position because of the interactions I had with individuals at the time. So I realized that medicine would give me an opportunity to communicate directly with multitude of of individuals all throughout life's journey, and really that interaction with the individuals is what I cherish the most. And being a physician, able to help people in particular times of needs and also practice preventative care medicine, which is very important these days. So from a young age, I would say I had early exposure within the medical field, and I really did value that, even though it was some heavy pushing to get maneuvering those beds. It's very difficult to get them in an elevator, but I really valued that interaction I had with patients. And also it comes from family, especially a family full of physicians. When you have Christmas or Thanksgiving holidays and everyone meets up together, there's a lot of medical discussions that's going on. So I was really curious about it, and I'm glad to say that now we all enjoy talking about newest medication advancements, a lot of technology in medication, and there's a lot of overlap actually between endocrinology and cardiology and also primary care medicine, especially important now that there's a lot of new data and advances in diabetes medications and also preventing cardiovascular events.
Right. So, Namrata, when somebody walks into your office and you do your workup on him, and you realize that, maybe he's got a little bit of diabetes, or maybe he needs some cardiology work. Do you have any hesitation about where to send them?
No, not at all, not at all. And if I have any questions, I know who to ask as well.
So. Yeah, I bet. So now, do you yourself come from a background of physicians, doctors?
No, I do not. I'm the first generation in my family.
Good for you. Yes. So how did you two guys hook up?
We met in medical school, actually.
Oh,
yes.
Isn't that
so
nice?
We've come a long way since then. Yes, we met in medical school, did our training. So I think we met back in 2009.
Uh-huh.
We got married in 2015. And finally, 2018, we started living together. So till then, we were apart training and whatnot. So
I want to know, you see all these TV sitcoms about, students in med school, and then they have to go do their residency, mm-hmm. and they're working 18 or 20 hours a day, and they're doing all kind. I mean, how they function, I have no idea. Is that true?
Yes.
Do they really work you 18 or 20 hours a day?
Yes, they do. I did family medicine training.
Right.
Ryan did internal medicine training, so we did have different schedules at all times, different call schedules at all times. There would be 24-hour work schedule. Sometimes we're working overnight as well, but we made sure we had time for each other.
Yeah.
If he was on call, I'll go down there, spend the, even though he's not free, I'll go down to the hospital, spend a couple hours with him, come back.
Oh, yeah.
Whatnot, so.
Well, I can remember when I first started in broadcasting and I was on the second shift, my wife would bring me sandwiches at night. That's how we spend any time together.
Yes,
I got that.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so here we are. We've got a family of doctors. So what? When you come home at night,
mm-hmm.
you two,
yes.
All right, what do you talk about? You talk about patients that you ran into for the day, or do you get into politics, or do you start talking about children? I mean, what do you do?
We do talk about interesting cases we had that day, that's for sure, because there are a lot of interesting cases Ryan gets, and he'll start telling me about it. I'll tell him an interesting patient I had, and that lasts maybe like 20-30 minutes after that, we have a 6-month-old baby at home, so we get redirected very quickly. Yes.
That's when you're supposed to call grandpa, grandma,
yeah.
Have them come take over. So when the crew all gets together, for whatever, is the conversation always about medicine?
Not anymore, since we have grandchild. Our prime focus is our grandson. It's such an honor and it's such a great feeling, Manning. You would not believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you already have grandchildren.
I got one.
So, absolutely, you know it, right? So,
yep.
it's such a feeling that we never had. Beside medicine, now our primary focus to enjoy the life. Of course, we do talk about some complex cases and so forth. We're enjoying our grandson immensely. And I just don't know how to explain,
but
it's a great pleasure to have him.
Until you have one, you never know. You guys have no idea.
Yeah.
But when you get a grandchild of your own, you'll understand. So how do you assess the state of healthcare here in the Rock Hill, York County area? This whole region. I mean, you all have decided to come here and set up shop, and we know how well we're growing. What do you see here? Do you see really, I mean, I've heard it said before that we're almost overserved here, primarily because we're so close to a major city. And we got everything we could possibly want and then some. Would you agree with that, or do you think there are some areas where we need, I don't know, some more of what, whatever? Ryan.
That's a great question, Manning. To answer that, I think definitely York County area needs more physicians. In particular, within my field of endocrinology, there is a shortage of endocrinologists amongst the United States. And in particular, over 30 million plus individuals in the U.S. have diabetes, whether type 1, type 2. And South Carolina ranks typically in the top 10 states for diabetes. And that number is only becoming more and more prevalent, and the incidence is increasing over time. And the last data that I can recall in terms of percent having diabetes in South Carolina is about 15% of individuals in South Carolina, and almost 35 to 40% have prediabetes. So I would say there's definitely a need for more endocrinologists, and you're right, there is being close to Charlotte definitely helps with having other colleagues that can help service the area as well. But I know that from my experience thus far, a lot of individuals travel from far away, over a few hours away, to come to our clinic for their endocrinology needs.
Yeah, that's something. Wow. And from your perspective, Namrata, what do you think?
I totally agree. I think we, as a family physician, I think I've seen a lot of patients coming to us in direct primary care saying that they have to wait 3-4 months to see a primary care physician just to get their blood work done, annual physical, or if they have hypertension, to get that under control, or anything. They have long waits. So that gives you an idea that we definitely need more primary care physicians as well.
So, I mean, I think this is not only a challenge here locally, but it's a challenge across the country.
I agree.
Because if I'm reading the tea leaves right, there's more and more people your ages who are opting to go do something else rather than get in medicine. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I totally agree. I think so. And it's not just that. A lot of new term has come out as physician burnout, which is also steering a lot of young people away from medicine because of physicians feel like they're getting overworked due to the hours they're spending taking care of patients at the same time, doing the medical records. Since the computer charting has come in, it's easy and it's hard, in other words, because physicians are spending more time documenting patient visits, and that's for insurance companies.
And social, I mean, I can't believe I'm going to say this word, malpractice. I mean, that is a huge, to me, disincentivizer to getting into medicine today. It's crazy.
Absolutely, Manning. The frivolous lawsuits have really had big impact on medical practices. A lot of practices and physicians are out of business, and their premiums have gone up so much that they cannot afford to run the practices. A lot of hospitals have taken over medical practices and physicians. No longer those physicians can practice. They lost their autonomy, their flexibility, and they succumbed to the institution. And ultimately, you know, the healthcare is suffering. The patients are suffering because physician cannot afford to spend more time with the patient. And then, you know, healthcare is suffering in this country.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, we broadcast live from Substation 2. I teed them up on this, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. There's a magical way we do it. All right, everybody's got to say this together now. The count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, 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 garden. We got it. All right, back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef, sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
Just like people, no two hearts are exactly the same. That's why Piedmont Medical Center's new, expanded team of cardiovascular specialists collaborate on an individualized care plan for every heart they encounter, from preventative treatment all the way through surgery and rehab. Their easy-to-navigate care system provides compassionate, personal attention from their passionate team of specialists. You're in good hands at York County's Heart Hospital. To make an appointment with one of our cardiovascular specialists, visit mypmcheart.com or call 844-870-1499 today.
Relax. Love your car payment with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, flexible terms, low rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit Relax, join Founders.com, or one of our more than 30 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Love your car payment with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
To improve diplomatic relations with the U.S., Substation 2 was given the authentic Cuban sandwich recipe, and now we're serving it. It's Cuban pork on our fantastic subbread, topped with ham, Swiss cheese, dill pickles, and mustard, served hot off the panini press. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We have the Doctors Singhi around the table today, Sushil, Ryan, and Narada, and we're talking everything about being a doc. Now, it's interesting that all three of these physicians all work for independent, locally owned and operated doctor's offices. They're not part of large groups, they're not owned by hospitals, what have you. And I know that's a plus in terms of the service you like to provide, Sushil, because you get to, you know, if I want to spend 30 minutes with this patient, I'm going to spend 30 minutes with this patient, and you're not on the gristmill of getting to a patient every 5 or 10 minutes. I got that, but there's also another side to it. That's a more expensive platform in which you have to operate.
I think it's an honor and privilege to be working as an independent physician rather than working for a big institution or for an organization, because I can be more flexible to provide time and my services to any individual or a patient, and hopefully I can make some difference in a patient management or healthcare rather than just become a machine and provide my services. And I see the difference. I see the difference in the outcome of that individual or a patient's care. So I'm really feel myself as a blessed physician to be an independent, although it becoming tougher and tougher for a lot of other physicians to provide as an independent services because of the rising overhead expenses in this community.
Yeah, and I'm sure over the years, somebody's been knocking on your door from time to time saying, hey, why don't you, you know, become part of this larger operation? But you all have consciously said, no, that's not the way we operate.
Yeah, it's been in the past several institutions, major hospital systems from Charlotte and from local here, have approached us to be merged or taken over by them. However, we have decided not to merge with any big institution because our main focus is to provide the best care to the patient and maintain our own autonomy for ourselves. So we decided not to merge with any system at this time.
Sure. All right, Ryan, I'm going to ask you the same thing. You're brand new to this whole thing of being in a practice. You've only known it one way. But I bet you've got peers that you went to school with that are in a different type of setting, correct?
Yes, that's correct. I would definitely say that the personal touch, ability to cater to patients' needs, there's also a sense of pride, even though I started within the last 3 months here. But there's an immense sense of pride being in an independent private practice. Also, in terms of the business aspect and patient aspect, it's an interest of mine. And definitely, I would say, compared to individuals that I know in medicine that work for a hospital organization, they do not have necessarily the time allotted to see patients. They have to meet certain numbers. When we're talking, depending on the case, can be, you know, varying amount of time that's required to make sure that a patient really understands their medical needs and addressing those. But I'm really fortunate to be able to provide the care that, you know, citizens of York County really need, with, you know, no regards in terms of how long it's going to take. But we want to make sure we give each patient the time that they deserve.
Yeah, and I would think, you know, just when we talk about, you know, this malpractice thing, I would think one of the things the doctors would be yelling and screaming about is the fact you got to give us more time to work, you know, to really understand what's going on with the patient. You're shoving us in and shoving us out just because of these quotas and what have you. Anyway, I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying. All right, over here, same thing. I mean, you value the setting that you're in, I can tell, or you wouldn't be in it.
Yes, I totally agree. I love direct primary care. It's a total game changer. It's a sort of an old-fashioned practice, way of practicing medicine, where you're able to access your physician directly, and physician is able to spend quality time with the patient, and we're not rushed. We can spend 30 minutes to an hour, get to know the patient, address all their concerns, and it's just a great way of practicing medicine than the traditional. And the patient panel, most direct primary care physicians, they have about 500 to 600 patient panels compared to a traditional family practice where physicians have 2,000 plus patient panels.
Oh my God. Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Woo.
So,
well, I know when Amanda, Dr. Yes. Pennington, started her practice,
yes.
She, you know, she was a bit uncertain as to how it would go.
Yes.
But everybody kept telling her that this is going to be a home run, and it has been so successful that we've added you.
Yes,
the operation.
Exactly. So she opened the practice back January 1st, 2017, and she absolutely loves it. She would not go back. She did 20 years in traditional family medicine at Shiland. So after that, she wanted to spend more time with her patients. She was getting frustrated, so she decided to get out of it, found direct primary care physicians, spoke to them, and built the practice on her own, and she's loving it, and she wanted to expand.
And I would imagine that if any one of the three of the Singhies around the table here, the doctors of Singhi, would be told tomorrow they have to work in one of these large corporately owned things, you all would say, I don't think so. I'm going to go look for something else, I would imagine. Well, listen, I want to thank you all for being here today. The half hour has just blown right on by. We're blessed to have this caliber of medical care here in our community because they just do a fabulous job. I know firsthand from working with Dr. Singhi over here on a couple of things involving me. He's done a great job, and I know he's going to make sure his kids do it as well, right?
Only one suggestion for younger physicians: be bold, be confident, and practice fearlessly.
Attaboy. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, now they learn quickly because they're all doctors, right? Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right here at Substation 2 on the count of three. How do we do it, everybody?
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
There we go. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.